Fred Film Radio, Festival du Cannes, France.
Fred Film Radio, this is Chiara Nicoletti from the 75th Festival de Cannes. I'm in company of Chie Ayakawa, who presents Plan 75. What would you say that Plan 75 is about?
Plan 75 is about the human dignity and the beauty of life.
I read that the idea of the film started from a project that you applied to.
Actually, I was starting thinking about this as a future film, about the five protagonists.
An ensemble.
Yeah, ensemble play.
When I started developing the project, I was asked if I'm interested in to participate in the 10-year Japan project. It's an anthology film by a new emerging directors depicting about the Japanese society after 10 years, which was executive produced by Hirokazu Koreeda. Then I really wanted to join that project. Then I thought Plan 75 is a appropriate concept for that project, so I decided to make it short version first. Mm-hmm. To pick one person out of five characters. Then I made the short version of Plan 75. Then after that, I decided to work with the same producer to make its future version. But it took 5 years since then.
Why do you think that the most interesting way to look at this topic was from, as you said, five different points of view?
I think this kind of system affects people's life in various situations. The one who apply and the one who take that application to work for that system, and the one who has family who wanted to apply. So I wanted to make a stories, various stories of people who are その system に翻弄される人たちのストーリーを語りたい。
It's really such a story. It's disturbed by that system, Plan 75. So that's what she wants to show, such a story.
And you said that the project took you 5 years, and in these 5 years, there was also the pandemic. How did this affect your film and the development, if it did, obviously?
It's definitely affect me. And first, I, これ日本語で I'm gonna speak in Japanese.
当初もうこの映画で問題を提起したい。Well, that's at the time is that we just want to be show that what the problem is, what the issue was. But gradually, we're really facing reality. COVID-19. So we suffer from many people's coronavirus. And then that is feel is reality is more serious and more scary. So that, you know, that is that, so we really do that way in that it's a society is going to be more scary.
Among the severe situation, I can present a simple solution. Because I don't know how I can solve such a complicated problems, but at least I wanted to show my attitude that wanted to respect the human dignity. That's what I wanted to have that message in it, the film.
How much do you think that this film dialogues with today's world?
There's no Plan 75 in Japan now. But other than Plan 75, the things depicted in this film was already existing in our society. Intolerance and the get rid of the weak, that's already existing. So I would say that I am depicting this film is the current society in Japan is not the future society. So I feel like I'm depicting it's a kind of parallel world.
Grazie.
Thank you very much.
And I would like to thank Chie Miyakawa, director of Plan 75, screening at the 75th Festival de Cannes in the Asset Regard section. And this is Chiara Nicoletti for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.